I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, the Pakistani parliament brought a no-confidence motion to unseat Prime Minister Imran Khan. But that vote never happened. Nehemiah with FMI tells us.
Pakistan's National Assembly Deputy Speaker Suri, who was chairing the session, threw out the no-confidence resolution against Prime Minister Khan before voting could take place, terming it contradiction of Article 5 of the Constitution, which says loyalty to the state is the basic duty of every citizen.
Khan dissolved parliament and called for new elections. But yesterday, Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled that these actions were unconstitutional. Now parliament must reconvene and hold the no-confidence vote on Saturday. Uncertainty grips the country. Pray for stability in Pakistan and ask God to comfort many with the hope of Jesus. And some of the world's most difficult places to follow Christ are in the Middle East North Africa region, or the MENA. The Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, trains church leaders in these countries. Executive Director Victor Sadek says,
in 2022, we are going to put all our courses in a mobile phone study by creating some videos and some interviews. And the aim of this project to put around 18 courses.
Pray the Lord will bring PTEE the workers and funding it needs to bring this project to fruition.
We need people who will help us in creating this new method of learning through mobile.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.